At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
My friends, in times of darkness, when the storms of life seem relentless, God is at work, and there are signs that He is about to turn things around. Open your hearts, lend me your ears, and let the Spirit of the Almighty touch you through these seven signs. Imagine, my dear brothers and sisters, a quiet night when you find yourself lying in bed, the world around you hushed in the stillness of the night. In those sacred moments, have you ever felt an inner restlessness, a stirring deep within your being that goes beyond the surface of your everyday worries? This stirring of your spirit is like a divine alarm clock, waking you up to the reality that there is more to your life than meets the eye. It's that inner tug, that longing for something greater, something beyond the ordinary. This, my friends, is the first sign that God is about to turn things around in your life. God, in His infinite wisdom, knows the deepest desires of your heart. He understands the restlessness that keeps you awake at night, the yearning for purpose and meaning that echoes within your soul. It's as if He's gently tapping on the door of your heart, saying, "Awaken, my child, for I have plans for you." When you feel this restlessness, it's not a sign of dissatisfaction or despair. Rather, it's a divine invitation. God is awakening your soul, preparing you for something miraculous. He is calling you to embark on a journey of transformation, a journey that will lead you to the fulfillment of His purpose for your life. In these moments, pay attention to the whispers of your heart. Listen to the still, small voice that nudges you toward hope, healing, and a deeper connection with the divine. God is about to lead you on a path that may seem unknown and uncertain, but it is a path guided by His hand and marked by His love. So, when you feel that restlessness, that yearning for something more, embrace it with open arms. See it not as a disturbance, but as a divine invitation. God is about to unfold a chapter of your life that will reveal His grace, His power, and His unfailing love. Trust in the stirring of your spirit, for it is the prelude to a beautiful symphony of transformation orchestrated by the hands of the Almighty. The second sign that God is about to turn things around is revealed through the unexpected connections that grace your journey. Picture this: the people you encounter, the relationships you form, and the bonds that seemingly materialize out of nowhere. These are not mere coincidences. They are divine connections, orchestrated by God Himself. In the grand tapestry of your life, God is the master weaver, skillfully intertwining the threads of your story with the stories of others. These encounters are not accidental. They are providential. The person you bumped into at the grocery store, the colleague who became a confidant, the friend who entered your life at just the right moment. These connections are not haphazard. They are part of God's intricate plan, His way of aligning your path with His purpose. So, when you find yourself crossing paths with someone unexpectedly, when relationships form in ways you could never have imagined, recognize it as a divine appointment. Embrace these connections, for they are not random. They are stepping stones strategically placed on the path to the breakthrough you seek. These divine connections may come in the form of mentors, friends, or even strangers who speak life into your circumstances. They may bring wisdom, encouragement, or opportunities that propel you toward God's purpose for your life. Do not dismiss them as mere chance. See them as God's hand at work, leading you toward the destiny He has prepared. Be open to the possibility that God is using those individuals to guide you, uplift you, and bring you closer to the fulfillment of His promises. Embrace the relationships that unfold before you, for in them you may find the support, encouragement, and divine intervention that will propel you toward the breakthrough you've been fervently praying for. My friends, when the storms of life rage and the waves of uncertainty threaten to engulf you, God extends a peace that transcends human comprehension. It's not the absence of difficulties, nor is it a result of perfect circumstances. Rather, it is a supernatural peace that guards your heart and mind, standing as a sentinel against the anxiety that seeks to consume you. Think about the Apostle Paul, imprisoned and facing an uncertain future. Yet he wrote to the Philippians about a peace that surpasses all understanding. This peace is not dependent on the absence of trouble, but is rooted in the presence of God. It is a peace that whispers, "I am with you in the midst of life's storms." This divine peace is a beacon, signaling God's presence and His promise to turn the tide in your favor. It's like a lighthouse cutting through the darkness, guiding you to safety. When the world around you seems chaotic and anxiety threatens to overwhelm, take solace in the peace that God provides. The beauty of this peace is that it is not contingent on our circumstances. It's not a peace that says, "Once everything is perfect, then you can have tranquility." No, it's a peace that comes in the midst of chaos, in the heart of the storm. It is a reminder that God is in control, that His plans for you are good, and that He is about to intervene on your behalf. So, my brothers and sisters, when you find yourself in the midst of turmoil, when anxiety knocks at the door of your heart, open the door to God's peace. Let it flood your soul. Let it guard your heart. And let it reassure your mind that the Almighty is with you. Trust in this unexplainable peace, for it is the assurance that God is about to turn the tide in your favor. Beloved friends, have you felt an insatiable hunger for the words of our Lord, an unquenchable thirst for the living water that only God's word can provide? This, my dear brothers and sisters, is the fourth sign that God is about to turn things around in your life, an increasing hunger for His word. In the pages of Scripture, we find not just words on paper, but a living, breathing revelation of God's character, His promises, and His divine plan for your life. When you find yourself drawn to the Bible, when the desire to delve into its depths intensifies within you, recognize that God is preparing you for a divine encounter. The Word of God is not merely a collection of stories and verses. It is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path, as the psalmist beautifully proclaims. In a world shrouded in darkness, where uncertainties cast shadows on our journey, God's Word becomes the guiding light that leads us through the darkest valleys. God's Word illuminates the path before you, revealing the steps you need to take, guiding you through the challenges, and leading you to the place where His miraculous intervention awaits. As you immerse yourself in Scripture, you will discover that the Word of God is not just a guide. It is a source of strength, comfort, and wisdom. It fortifies your spirit, equipping you for the journey ahead. It is a reservoir of promises that sustain you in times of trial and tribulation. So, when you feel that hunger for God's word intensify, do not take it lightly. It is a call to draw near to the source of life, the fountain of eternal wisdom. It is an invitation to deepen your connection with the Creator, who longs to commune with you through His written word. In the moments you spend meditating on Scripture, allow God to speak to your heart, to reveal his will for your life. The more you feast on his word, the more prepared you become for the divine encounter that awaits you. Trust in the transformative power of God's word, for it is the light that guides you to his miraculous intervention. My dear friends, the fifth sign that God is about to turn things around, a growing sense of urgency in prayer. When your heart is burdened and the weight of the world seems to rest upon your shoulders, it is not a coincidence. It is a divine prompting, a call to draw near to the throne of grace with boldness and confidence. In those moments when you find yourself on your knees, seeking God's face, understand that your prayers are powerful instruments of change. Scripture assures us that the fervent prayers of a righteous person avail much. As you feel that urgency to intercede for yourself, your loved ones, and the world around you know that God is about to respond. Your prayers are not mere words tossed into the void. They are a catalyst for divine intervention. When you feel that growing sense of urgency in prayer, you are reaching out to your Heavenly Father, who listens attentively to the cries of his children. Your prayers create ripples in the spiritual realm, setting in motion the plans and purposes of God. Do not underestimate the power of your prayers, for they pave the way for divine intervention. Your intercession is a key that unlocks the gates of heaven, allowing God's grace, mercy, and transformative power to flow into your life and the lives of those for whom you pray. As you enter into that sacred space of communion with God, allow your heart to pour out its concerns, dreams, and hopes. Let your prayers become a symphony of faith, trusting that God hears, cares, and is about to bring about a turnaround in response to your heartfelt cries. So, my beloved, embrace that growing sense of urgency in prayer. It is a signal that God is inviting you into a deeper level of intimacy and partnership with him. Your prayers are not in vain. They are the catalyst for the divine intervention that will bring about the breakthrough you seek. Dear brothers and sisters, have you ever witnessed the mending of relationships that were once fractured, the restoration of bonds that seemed irreparably broken? This, my dear friends, is the sixth sign that God is about to turn things around. The restoration of broken relationships. As God works in your life, his redemptive power extends beyond individual transformation to the healing of wounds that may have severed connections with others. Broken relationships, marked by hurt, misunderstanding, and separation, become the canvas upon which God paints a masterpiece of restoration. Estranged hearts are brought back together, and the love that seemed lost is rediscovered. The restoration of relationships is a testament to the redemptive power of God's love. It's a love that heals wounds, bridges gaps, and transforms hearts. As you experience the renewal of connections that were once strained, recognize it as a divine work, a reflection of God's desire to bring healing and unity. God's love has the power to mend even the most shattered of relationships. It goes beyond our capacity to forgive, reconcile, and rebuild. It is a love that transforms bitterness into forgiveness, resentment into understanding, and discord into harmony. As God works in your life, allowing his love to flow through you, broken relationships become avenues for his miraculous intervention. So, my dear brothers and sisters, if you find broken relationships being restored, if hearts are reconciling and wounds are being healed, rejoice. It is a sign that God's redemptive love is at work in your life. Embrace the opportunity to extend forgiveness, seek reconciliation, and participate in the transformative power of God's love. We now arrive at the seventh and final sign that God is about to turn things around, and it is a sign that transcends circumstances, a joy that defies earthly measures. In the midst of trials, setbacks, and uncertainties, God bestows upon you an inexplicable joy. In the face of adversity, when the world may expect you to crumble under the weight of challenges, God infuses your spirit with a joy that radiates from the depths of your being. It is not a fleeting happiness dependent on circumstances. It is a profound joy, anchored in the truth that God's promises are true and that victory is on the horizon. This inexplicable joy is not bound by the limitations of human understanding. It is a testimony to the faithfulness of God, a declaration that His plans are greater than any obstacle, setback, or trial you may face. It is the anthem of victory even before the battle is won. When this joy takes residence in your heart, it becomes a beacon of hope to those around you. It testifies that despite the challenges, you serve a God who is about to turn things around. It is contagious, inspiring others to seek the source of your joy, which is found in the unwavering love and promises of the Almighty. So, my brothers and sisters, as you navigate the complexities of life, embrace this joy that surpasses understanding. Let it be a compass that guides you through the storms, a melody that plays in the background of your journey, reminding you that God is at work and a breakthrough is imminent. May this inexplicable joy be a light in the darkness, a declaration of faith, and a testament to the transformative power of God in your life. Rejoice, for the Lord is near and victory is on the horizon. Now, my friends, open your hearts to pray with me. Dear God, we come before you today with heavy hearts, struggling with various challenges in our lives. We ask for your divine intervention, your healing touch, and your restoration in all areas of our lives. We know that life can be difficult and that we will face challenges and struggles along the way. But we also know that you are a God of love and compassion, and that you care deeply for each and every one of us. So we ask that you wrap your loving arms around us, and that you give us the strength and courage to face whatever challenges come our way. We ask for your help in bringing healing and restoration to any areas of our lives that are broken or hurting, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual. We trust in your power to bring healing and wholeness. We know that you are the great physician and that you have the power to heal our bodies and minds. So we ask that you bring healing and restoration to any areas of our lives that need it. We also ask for your help in finding peace in the midst of our struggles. We know that your peace surpasses all understanding and that it is available to us even in the midst of difficult circumstances. So, we ask that you help us to find that peace and to trust in your plan for our lives. We ask for the wisdom and discernment to follow your lead. We know that you have a purpose and a plan for each of us, and we ask for the guidance to follow that plan. Give us the strength and courage to take the steps that you are calling us to take, even when it's hard. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.